Here we go.
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear. Yep. Getting authentic now. Yep.
That's the material. Material girl.
Every time I hear that, I honestly think of Derek. I feel like that's something that he would be blasting.
Song ain't bad. I ain't going to lie to you. Song ain't bad. Fellas, is it gay to bring a lunchbox to work? We're going to start this conversation. Fellas, is it gay to do that?
What are you doing bringing lunch? Like, go hunt and gather, nigga.
Go fix something.
Hey, I'm a push a throwback here and look to one of our previous episodes. Not a man's man.
I'm not a manly man.
I don't do that hunting and gathering shit. Not when I can go to Jewel Oscar buy groceries.
You said I'll get a chicken 2 for $6, bro.
I'll buy rotisserie chicken. We can eat good.
We still eat
like
good.
If you drop like Jesse off in the wild, like he'll probably be really great at that shit.
He probably
if you drop me off, like I will figure out enough just to get me back home. If you drop Derek off, he's like, where is everybody? What? I want to go home.
I'd be too stressed at the prospect of having to do the hunting and gathering. I'd be like, I want to go home.
He'll probably do that, home. But then he'll probably be like, bro, ain't no Wi-Fi out here. Bro, what's that? Bro, what's to y'all, bro? This lame.
Ain't got no signal out here.
Sorry, not lame. This ghetto. My bad, y'all.
Oh, I forgot that.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. I was like, hold on.
Did I miss it?
It's like a slur.
It's ableist, bro.
It's an ableist slur, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. I read that online.
That's gonna be hard to take out of the vocabulary of Chicago.
I only found out like maybe 3 days ago. I'm not gonna lie. So
I've been knowing and I just don't. And I be trying my best. It'd be on autopilot because I'm like you, Josh. Like, boy, you goofy. Yeah.
Gotta substitute that word.
Now. Damn.
I gotta substitute.
What are the day comes where like goofy is the ableist slur? And we're just like, what is left?
Nah, like that's why I draw the line.
People that are.
That's why I'm gonna draw the line, bro. I'm like, uh-uh.
I'm gonna sound like a Republican if that day ever happens. Like,
I'm going mad
because your conservative views. Your conservative
this cancel these snowflakes.
So what happened to freedom of speech, huh? Like,
they're taking away our rights.
This is America, goddammit.
I feel like a slave.
Whoa.
Shoot, me and hey, Josh.
Devo, start the music, bro. Start the music.
Me and
start
Josh.
Me
and Josh were right here. Jesse was like all the way
over. Christ.
What in the world?
Podcast. What the fuck is to this nigga? Oh my god. My name is Joshua Chapman. I'm not doing the AKAs for myself because I only work in threes. I'm like Kyle Korver. But I'm here with my co-host as always, first Jesse Pink.
What's up, y'all?
AKA Mike P, aka Baby Samoa Joe, aka Groovy Grizzly. Why? Because he keeps a Ronnie hose, as you guys just heard. Holy shit. And my other good buddy in real life, Derek Small.
Hi. Just thought I'd be different today, you know.
Continue. AKA P. Small, AKA Anthony Mackie Jr., AKA Mr. Meat Man. Shout out to D Will for everything behind the scenes. Shout out to Peyton. Shout out to Dre for the intro music. Before we get started, Jesse, tell the people how many stars to give us.
Yeah, man, you already know what's going on, bro. Like, give us 5 stars, man. We be out here working consistently, bro. 5 stars. If you give us anything less than that, y'all a hater, and y'all not really Beyonce fans.
Facts.
They're not with the Beehive. Tell them. Let them know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Wow, I don't where do we start this episode?
I was just gonna say, where do we go from here? I'm like, all right, yeah, here we go.
I'm I'm still here. I let her clip so much. Shout out to that woman. I don't know. I forget her name all the time.
Tina Campbell.
Yeah, Tina Campbell.
Shout out to her.
She weird though.
Great song.
Dang. Nah, she a weirdo, bro.
But what she do? I'm lost.
I ain't gonna flag her for like trying to get. Wow, I do sound like them niggas from Larry and Lionel. Shout out to Larry and Lionel. You already know I'm finna like tag them when we do this.
Oh, I know.
For real, we finna end up on there. But, I'm not really gonna flag her for the whole thing that she had against Martin, like why she put a restraining order on Martin, like, you know, like something like, especially like during those times, especially for Black women, I can only imagine like being in those type of work environments could be very hostile. But like she has some type of restraining order against like, what was it, Damon Wayne?
I don't remember. I think so. Is that why my wife and kids didn't last as long?
Yeah, it didn't last as long because of that. And then she was like some other controversy, and I was like,
did not know that.
Yeah, I knew about the
Martin shit.
I actually just started rewatching because I actually never seen it fully all the way through my wife and kids, and I've been watching that over the past like 2 days.
I think My Wife and Kids is a better show than Martin.
It's a better, you know what
so
it is.
So here's what I'm gonna say. I've never seen Martin fully through, and I've started to watch it because being that it's on HBO Max.
Yeah.
His first two episodes really aren't grabbing me. Unpopular opinion. Like, I don't know what that sounds like.
Martin's funny, bro.
It probably gets funny.
It gets funnier. I'm of course basing my opinion off of two episodes, but it's just like the pilot nor like the second episode I'm watching is just not really grabbing me right now.
No, bro. Like, Martin's like a really funny show, and Martin's like one of them shows where you was just like, oh, this is a 90s show. Like,
yeah.
It was like one of them shows where you'll have like it live in color and maybe don't have like, let's say, Snoop Dogg on there, right? And then the next program is Martin, and then like they got big on there. Like, it was a really big 90s thing. I think My Wife and Kids is decent because My Wife and Kids was like a little bit more fleshed out storyline wise versus Martin. But like, interesting enough, between those two, you can tell like as the seasons progress more and more, like even with Martin and Tina Campbell, or even Damon Wayne and Tina Campbell, that like they stop kind of playing that husband and wife role, and like that's where the friction actually starts. So like after I'm forgetting like what season it was in Martin, but like
I know season five, they were never in the same room together.
Yeah, out there, that's when they stopped being like, I'm gonna stop hugging you, like the whole husband. That's when they stopped. So when you start seeing that context, you like, oh yeah, you see a lot of tension here. And like, this is in front of at least for Martin, it was like it actually was in front of a live studio audience. So it was like, whew. Yeah. But I could turn on My Wife and Kids more. But I grew up under My Wife and Kids.
I think Martin is one of those shows that's like, if this is on, oh, I'm finna laugh for like a half hour and then just be done with it. Versus like, I feel like I don't think it really compares to Fresh Prince, because Fresh Prince was funny as fuck, and it like also had a clear like storyline for everybody involved. Like, Will was a very different person by the end of Fresh Prince. Ashley, definitely. Hillary, Carlton, mm-hmm. like Uncle Phil, mm-hmm. like all of them are in very different places.
The Ann Viv is questionable. Even Ann Viv was different. She even looked different.
I was trying to make it through without laughing. Fuck you. But she was different. Martin is like a comedian's show. You feel me? Like, it's just him riffing and like doing shit. Like,
right.
So, but yeah.
Yeah, no, Fresh Prince definitely had that mix, like you said. Like, and I think that's kind of the mark of a great show, is when you can make people laugh enough, but then also like kind of make it like a coming of age, where like you're teaching like life lessons and seeing characters develop. Like, I think that's the mark.
Which is what they got completely wrong with this reboot.
Yeah, shit. I was going to say, like, are y'all going to watch that reboot?
No, that trailer did not catch me at all. Bro. I'm sitting here like, watch it.
Well, the premise is different, so I don't think it's supposed to be.
The premise of like Top Boy, though.
Yeah, like it's supposed to be a drama now instead of a comedy.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like the beauty of Fresh Prince was that it's this funny show.
Yeah.
And then you also, as you're watching it, it can have very real, like the episode in the first season where Carlton and Will get pulled over for like no reason, right? And it's funny throughout the episode because they sitting there, you know, doing the shit. Like, you know, he's like, Carlton, shut up, you know, all this kind of thing. And at the end, like, I remember Carlson asked Uncle Phil, like, Dad, would you have pulled me up? You said you would have pulled me over too, right? And Uncle Phil's like, that's the same thing I asked the first time I got pulled over. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it actually dealt with, like, being Black in a very white space. But it was a funny-ass episode throughout. Like, I don't think think about doing like Family Matters in a gritty reboot. You know what I'm saying? Like that shit don't work.
I don't know, bro. Like we got Benny on there. Like what are we doing?
Like
I might listen to it, bro. Come on, look at it.
A gritty reboot of Steve Urkel. Like no, dog. I don't want to see that shit.
I don't know.
I don't want to see they had Will pulling out a gun, bro. It's just like.
Yeah, no. Like the first episode is him getting like arrested while on the basketball court. It's like nah,
but
it's pretty sad. Like I don't want to start off like that.
But like you know, it's one of them things where it's like part of my language. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because you know we could have rent the route and we could have did the cheap have Will come in as like. But now,
see, I think there's actually a layup there. To have Will look after Carlton's son, who is too preppy, and Carlton has to send him to Philly to toughen up.
That so, could, but see,
you know what I'm saying? Like that's a layup, right? Everybody gets a check. You know what I'm saying? Everybody come back. You can still make it funny. You can make it real, like right. All that sort of thing. Like,
you could have did all those things, but then you got to think about this too. Like we're starting to live in an age where like one like reboots don't. Sometimes reboots don't necessarily get the fair credit that they want that they deserve. Like some reboots are just like cheap because like they just bank on you remembering these characters and these gimmicks. Other reboots, like they really do try their best to give a different direction with those same old characters, but people are just so nostalgic from the from the first one. It's just like you're not really giving a fair chance. So like Fresh Prince would like it ran up to that. And then also, we not for just sit up here and act like. I don't know, like I don't know, like depending on like how things have been for Will, you know, having him on screen, I don't know, bro. It's just like,
oh, you're saying you don't
outside
know
of it, you know, the whole thing with Jada and just like
you don't know if it would have been a good thing to have.
You don't know if that would have been a good publicity or bad publicity. It's like it's 50-50. So then it would have been like, okay,
he's still making movies and stuff though. Like
he's still making movies.
We're still seeing him though.
You still seeing him, but I think like you still seeing him, but I also think like because Will was exactly produced, like he got a say so over this new drama, this new reboot, right? This dramatic reboot. Yeah. So I think he considered that. Either he considered that, or it's just more like the, you know, Prince was like when I was coming up, bro. Like I'm not there no more. You know, like I'm off the bigger and better things. So maybe it's that too. But it's all those things that like all those variables that go into it. But the thing is like, it's like, that's damned if you do. But if you don't, then you end up with this type of reboot that looks like it's like for the creators of Dear White People and The Shy and like, you know, the South Side. And I'm not saying that like all these other shows I'm listing are particularly bad. They're not particularly good.
South Side is cool. I fuck with South Side more than the other two.
Right. But what I'm saying, I'm not trying to like trash them and say like they're horrible works. No, like you can be critical with those respective works, but still like see great things in them, right? But it's just like you kind of get that type of layered out. It feels like that in this reboot. Like you said, like, it's just too dramatic, bro. Like, y'all done turned this into Top Boy. Like, y'all, like, Phil, Will for to be, like, finding some Jamaicans in the next scene. And I'm like, no, why damn. Are you doing this?
What, so, to that same point of, like, the damned if you do, you know, damned if you don't, which one do y'all think is intrinsically worse for like, a hit TV show to, like, make it very similar in, like, a new age and it be bad, or to try to flip the concept of it? Like, which one is worse?
I think the very, like, I think the very dramatic reboot is worse. Cause like,
yeah,
like I said, like you're always, I mean, like Fresh Prince is such a good show. You could argue it's a top five sitcom of all time. Like, honestly, in terms of like, that, like you can still put it on, like, and stuff still hits, like in terms of it's like, you know, where it took, you know, people afterwards, but it's still just like, if you go with the oh, we're gonna flip the script and have the preppy kid come out to the hard place and he's got to, you know, toughen up some, at least that's following along with the storyline, right. At least it's following along with what it was. You're branching off of that, you know what I'm saying? You can have some of these Will and Carlton moments that like, oh, they still fight, but they still clearly love each other and all that kind of stuff. Like the very dramatic shit is like, this is completely like, I get the creativity and trying to make it different than what it was, but right. At the same time, it's so starkly different. And Fresh Prince was damn near a perfect show that like, you are fighting, like not only up, you're fighting up a mountain at this point. Like, and for it to be really, really good, you have to, like, everything has to hit and we have to accept it as an audience. Versus like, if you just have it sort of lean into that nostalgia, you can get away with a lot more shit doing it that way. And people are like, oh, you know what? It's not that, but it's still pretty good. Like, I can see what they're going for.
Yeah. I was going to say, it depends. If it's like, am I doing a reboot to get a quick cash? Like, yeah, I'm probably going to go all out and do all the cliche stuff and like, probably get Jeffrey back. You know, I probably do all that. But if I'm just trying to make something, you know, just a little bit different, now I'll probably do it a little, or have it sustain a little bit. I'll do exactly what Josh is saying, you know, maybe like you flip that concept on his head instead of like, you know, you're from the hood and now you're going to the preppy area. Maybe the preppy area is coming to the hood, or because now we're in 2022, maybe like the preppy kid is seeing the difference in a certain type of neighborhood class. And instead of it being quote unquote the hood, well, if it's just middle income.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you could do all that type of shit. That. Like, you could.
There's so many variables.
Like, yeah. Oh, where's the Starbucks? It's like, oh, yeah, they're actually building Starbucks here. And the kid is really excited. It's like, no, man, this shit's getting gentrified. Like, this is not, like, this is not exactly. Cool. Like,
this is not, you know, cool. What I'm saying? Like, and this is a historic middle black area. This is a historic middle income black neighborhood. Like, it could have been like that. But, you know, I'm also not going to. I said, I'm going to probably watch a couple episodes in. Like, I'm going to probably give it like five. Maybe just to like see where it goes, because it's just like that's the trailer. Like, I don't know, maybe like those are just like the highlight moments, but like I might not get most of them probably later on to the season. If it's all, or if you just get all that in one episode and then like the next episode two is not like that, I'm like, okay, cool. Or they might do something like, they might do something like Oh My Block used to do. Oh, I remember. Oh My Block used to really do a really good job of this. Even though, like, I do have some problems with how they portrayed Latino and Latina actors and actresses. I really had an issue with that.
I'm not trying to laugh at that.
It was just a pronunciation.
It's just the way that you like lean into the Puerto Rican side of you. Like, you said,
suddenly. No, because like you'll have some that are like, you know, you have some actors and actresses that were supposed to portray like, oh, you know, Mexican, but some of them are Dominican. And it's just like, that's not cool, you know, like, yeah. it kind of fails to put like a lot of people that are from Latin America and the Caribbean as like, you know, one big pot, and like we all look alike, and it's not the same. Like, some of us are Afro-Latina, some of us are Afro-Cuban, some of us are Afro-Puerto Rican, Puerto Ricans. Like, it really depends on it, right?
Shout out to you for the pronunciation. You are really doing this.
Some of us, like, some of us are Haitian, some of us are Antiguan. Like, it depends. But the one thing I liked about On My Block was that, and for especially the first season, was it was funny where it was meant to be funny, but it got real like quick. it was like, oh, like they doing these really comical things. And sometimes you remember like, oh, these are kids. They're falling in love with each other. They're in high school and all this stuff, right? But then you remember that like Junior's cousin's like one of the biggest, like is a gang leader. Junior's brother is like the biggest gang, bigger brother is like the gang leader of like one of the biggest like gangs in the neighborhood. And like Junior has to go with his brother because his brother said, basically when you graduate, you know, ain't no college, bro. You're taking over the block. And like, you gotta know how to kill these niggas. Like it shifts like so quick. So like, I maybe they go that route with the Fresh Prince era, the new Fresh Prince reboot, but like, we'll see. I appreciate what y'all saying, but like, yeah, that's what I wanted to say, you know?
You said, ain't no college. Education. I need you to educate these niggas.
For real.
It's
like, for real.
Talk to them.
Talk to them. Educate
them. First of all, Jesse really hit the like strong and be like lean into you type shit.
On every single pronunciation.
Every single one.
I was like, this man is
I also think that like Twitter has ruined half of these shows for me because I see the very corny moments and like I saw some corny ass moment from on my blog and I was like, I don't want to watch that.
Yeah,
I saw some shit from like I don't know if I'm ever gonna watch All American. I'm gonna be very honest.
I'm not watching All American.
I didn't
bro.
Make it past.
I'm not watching
one.
That,
bro. I saw something where she was like rap battling somebody in the middle of the hallway and just walked off and was like, damn. You just got cooped. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, y'all like this shit? I swear to God, like, y'all like this shit, bro? Like, this nigga Spencer, all I know about this nigga is that he does not accept any type of help, like, four seasons in. He's always like, nah, my mom is a single mom. Like, I can't, she had to get it by herself. I have to, too. It's like, brother, like.
No, you don't.
You are not in Inglewood no more. You trying to make it to the league.
Like, they're trying to get you to the NFL. Like, they're trying.
Like, what is this?
Nah, man, I got to keep it. I got to remember where I come from, man. It's like, you can do that.
You can do that, bro.
while getting to the NFL. Like,
you can do that. Like, you don't,
ain't nobody got to the NFL by themselves, my brother.
Would
you rather play weak competition and not make it? Or would you rather come out here and play real people, like, who are good at football? You know, and then, I mean, okay, wow. You can go home on weekends, bro. Like, it's okay. Like, it's okay, big dog.
We got FaceTime, brother. Like,
man, why man, you said, hold on. I gotta go back, man. I gotta go back to where I come from. But you don't. I promise.
Why y'all talking? Hold on. Why y'all talking like it's the 70s? Since we doing reboot contracts, we need a reboot to get down for real. I'd rather reboot that. Cause Josh was like,
that man was time, a,
brother.
That man was a simp the entire like down horrendous the entire series, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, I can't get with that. But anyways,
man, that's funny. We got FaceTime, brother. What you doing?
Now he was really opposed to staying out there. Like, he did not want to be there. I was like,
I'm like, listen, okay. you don't.
I guess, man.
That mean, boy, let us be back in high school, and y'all told me I could, I'm out. I'm gone.
Come to this high school so that you can make it.
Not even high school. You went to Michigan and was like, deuces.
I'm gone. I ain't never
coming. I'm getting this paper, nigga. Like,
this is Hollywood. This is Hollywood for me. I'm out of here.
That's kind of sad. I ain't going to hold you, brother.
Hey, man. Jesse said he living lavish down there in East Lansing.
I'm living lavish.
He living lavish.
Down. Peace of mind, bro. That's most. Fair. That's the most richest thing you ever get.
Man's got his own apartment. He got a goat connect, you know, down there.
He got a coke.
He living lavish.
He said a coke.
Bro, be getting goat feet by the pound.
He's just some Kenyan. It's like, Dressy, my boy.
I love you like son. Jesse cool one of the Kenyans down there.
He on your head.
Oh, I'm getting cooked.
I'm gonna come back to Chicago with the Shiki.
Bro, I'm gonna come back in an arranged marriage. What you talking about?
Hey, I ain't holding y'all viewers. I'm getting cooked right now. I don't know if I can get back. I don't know if I can come back from this one. Everybody and the viewers, look, everybody from the viewers, he got cooked. He got cooked.
Jesse thought that nigga was Adrian Broner. He thought that was
Hannibal Buress.
Hannibal Buress, bro.
I thought that was Hannibal Buress.
Dude that said that? You thought
yes.
That
was Hannibal
Buress? Bro, I thought that was Hannibal Buress, bro.
You must have just not knew what dude looked like. Clearly.
I thought, bro.
One is brown skin, one is
I thought Hannibal
And that's funny to me because this nigga is a fight night ass nigga. You feel me? Like, I would figure you know what the boxer looked like.
You're supposed to be tapped in.
I don't really be watching Broner's fights like that, though. Like, I really thought that was Hannibal Buress, bro.
I thought
he came out here with, like, more dripped out talking about some, he got cooked. I'm like, bro, whoa.
The other funny thing he said when he talking about, they call me the can man because anybody can get it. Mexicans, Africans. I was like, dude, hey, he wild, bro.
That nigga's stupid, bro. Oh, fuck. We also all have Marvel t-shirts and shit on. We didn't plan for this type of shit.
Yes, sir.
What is the movie that surprised you in terms of like, oh damn, I really like this movie. Like this is I wasn't expecting to like I feel like you were going to any of the Avengers movies. Like yes, I'm going to like this movie. Yeah, what is the one that you're like?
Those are kind of awesome.
That's
a good question.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah, you misogynist. He said he walked in the theater like, this is about to suck. Such a misogynist, Jesse.
Damn. All I'm saying is that it was a different pace in the main character, you know? It's something I had to get over.
You said people from the LGBTQ community can't be main characters?
Yeah, I'm not saying that. It's just a little different, you know, for me. You know, I'm pretty sure some viewers that we have out there had the same feeling about Black Panther. You know, it was a little bit different. It's a little bit different.
Hey, D, well, you're going to have to cut all this shit.
You're unmuted.
Redo that answer, brother.
No, I'm playing.
Nah, for real. Like, that's really into it, though, for real. Take two. Captain Marvel was the one that surprised.
Matter of fact, we should just keep that in on purpose. Honestly.
Nah, we might have to take that one out, bro. I don't know. Captain Marvel for real though was like the one that surprised me. Because like I heard a lot of hype behind Captain Marvel, and I didn't know a lot about Captain Marvel's background. But then when I learned more about Captain Marvel's background, I was like, yo, like I really want to know more about her. That's why it was like interesting to me. Like at first I was gonna say Deadpool, but I was like, you know what you're gonna get when you walk into Deadpool. Like you know what you're gonna get.
Deadpool is essentially just Ryan Reynolds.
Exactly, but like you know what you're gonna get with Deadpool. You're gonna be like, when you leave a Deadpool movie, it's gonna be like, was everything what you expected? It was that and then some, bro. Like, wow. But Captain Marvel, I was like, I did not know that much background on her at all. That was a good introduction to me.
Yeah, I think I think that like people bitched a lot about Captain Marvel because like, oh, Brie Larson doesn't smile a whole bunch, or like she's not this or that, and like
yeah,
okay. I think also, but the character is like she's essentially the same person as like Tony Stark and like Doctor Strange.
Exactly,
like they're very arrogant, like smart asses type thing. Like you don't get a whole bunch of like smiling like, oh my god, I'm so happy to be here. Like, no, that's not them. I think the only thing that made me not like that movie more was like I don't feel like I connected with that character a whole bunch. But that movie was probably not, the movie's not audienced for me specifically, but it was something that was just something like an emotional like heart, like that I just didn't feel like. I felt like it's a good movie. I just didn't feel like it has like real heart to it. I think the one that surprised me the most, this might be recency bias, but like Shang-Chi, that movie was
That was good, fucking bro.
Ridiculous. Like
that was good.
I remember leaving that movie and being like, they made like a traditional like, you know, martial arts film while also like is still under the Marvel umbrella. And also, like, it's just this family drama. Like, it was really just like, holy shit. Like, how do they tie all these things together? Like, even the flashbacks in that movie were, like, really well placed and all that kind of stuff, because sometimes, like, directors will, like, use too much of it, or it's just like, okay, like, half this movie's a flashback or whatever. But, like, all of that was really well placed. Like, the combat scenes were excellent. Like, I walked away being like, Shang-Chi got fucking hands, dude. Like, that nigga, like,
Shang-Chi got hands.
He's just like, bro. Yo, if nothing else, I'm a motherfucker with hands. So if any of you want it, y'all can get it. I respect that because Iron Man is like, yeah, I'm a nigga in a suit. You know, I got this whole, like, tin suit and all that kind of stuff. Like, Captain America is a souped up ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, Shang-Chi is like, I got these. So what's up? Who trying to run the fade, nigga? Like, what's good with you? But yeah, like, I did not expect to like really like that. Like, I thought it was gonna be good, but I was like blown away with like how good that movie was.
Yeah, like, I think for me, my first thought is to say either like the Guardians of the Galaxy movies or like Ant-Man. Mm-hmm. Just because,
yeah,
like,
Ant-Man's a good choice.
Just
Ant-Man
because
it's a good one, man.
Just because, like, when I first, like, got into the whole MCU thing per Josh, like, I'm expecting, like, there's a comedy element to these movies, but, like, they're more serious than they are, like, comedic in terms of, like, action and, you know, pacing and stuff. But, like, watching, like, Guardians of the Galaxy and Ant-Man, it finally gave me, like, a feel of, like, okay, these movies can be, like, action-packed and, like, all that, but there can be, like, a comedic element, you know, to these. Yeah. Like Ant-Man was funny, like, to
Ant-Man's
me.
Ant-Man's funny as fuck.
So it's like, I enjoyed being able to watch a movie that had both, like, that was in, like, the MCU. So, like, it was kind of a good, like, breaking of pace, like, for me, in terms of, like, yeah, what I traditionally got with, like, all the other movies versus, like, when those dropped, I was like, this is kind of nice, you know?
Yeah, Ant-Man, like, I think the thing that the connective tissue is there is that, like, these characters are not super well-known, so the creative vision for that can be, like, it can just be really fucking weird. Like the Guardians are like a super weird group of like mm-hmm. people that have come together and all that kind of stuff. And then like, there, like you said, there is a comedic element, but there's also a big like family element with them.
Exactly.
Like they, like, you know, you like you're starting to root for these characters. And then with Ant-Man, like they just don't take that character too seriously, which is like the way you should go with it. Because if they take it, like if they did Ant-Man, but like Winter Soldier style, it would never work because you're just like, bro, like he's this big, like he's like, what are we talking about here, right?
Right.
But yeah, like yeah. They just like, all right, let's, you want to get weird, fuck it, let's go, like who cares.
I'm so hyped for Phase 4, and like Shang-Chi was like really good, but Spider-Man got me really set, bro. I'm about to watch all these Marvel movies, bro. Spider-Man, I ain't watched Spider-Man like 4 times, bro.
But we knew that was gonna be the shit,
though. We knew, bro, but like now I'm like, what's the next one supposed to drop? Is it Morpheus?
Is it that's not in the MCU. I think the next MCU movie is supposed to be it's either Thor Love and Thunder or the Doctor Strange movie.
Right.
I think it's the Doctor Strange movie.
It is the Doctor Strange movie. It is.
But before that, the Moon Knight series is coming out. Which,
right. Like, but I'm like, okay. Cause you know, like I saw WandaVision and all that, and I was like, okay, cool. And like, I don't know what it was. I think like Shang-Chi and like Spider-Man. I was like, yep. Yo, yeah, this is it. Okay, I'm fully invested now.
I need them to rebrand that as Spider-Man.
Just rebrand. Once again, Marvel, if you want to make even more money, please just have Terrence Howard show up as a variant. And I just want to see him do all of Don Cheadle's scene. You could just make a supercut of him it doesn't even have to look good. It could just be him green screened. Him doing all of Don Cheadle's, please. Like, I would laugh so fucking hard. Like,
if they do that. And DC's not gonna be able to pull this off. But like I would love to see like a Batman movie with like Steve Harvey in there.
Yo, the Batman movie looks really fucking, like I wanna go see that.
I actually do wanna see it.
That that 2-minute clip or whatever that was recently put on Twitter about the scene where the car crashes into the church. I was just like, oh,
I might have to go watch that.
2.5 hours of this, sign me up.
Yes, bro.
Marvel's still better than DC, but like, I'm gonna watch that.
I'm gonna watch that shit, bro.
That whole storyline just seems like really
decent. But if he has Steve Harvey in there,
if we have Steve Harvey as well,
what? Where your ass at, Batman? Get your punk ass up out of here.
I definitely watch it. I'll definitely be like, yep. I'm like,
you going to jail. Oh, hell no.
I got a riddle for you. Look, Spider-Man and Batman. Spider-Man and Batman would have been like my top two.
Bro, like imagine Batman was just playing. Oh, hell no. He's just so angry.
What your ass say?
he doesn't, you know how like even for Riddler, like they be having like, you know, the costume designs. Steve Harvey just pull up in his own suit, bro.
That green suit he had on that one
exactly.
Day. Exactly. That was clean.
It still should have been Steve, man.
Oh fuck.
He just pulled stuff out of his closet. It's just like, Mr. Harvey, I got my own stuff.
That movie does look teed, though. Like, I'm excited for that movie.
If Steve Harvey was in that Batman movie, in that Batman movie,
he's really committed to it.
If he was in that Batman movie
all day, Jesse is not giving a fuck what either of us has to say. He's like, my fucking thoughts.
No, I'm saying like, if Batman was really, if Steve Harvey was,
wait, I'm talking about Jesse. You're doing it right now, Jesse.
Yeah,
you're doing it. Nigga said, yeah, but I'm saying no.
Oops.
Side note, audience. He was doing this before we started recording, which makes this 10 times.
Okay, in all fairness, we just talking about something I really like. That's different. No, that's not different. Justin, that's the same. We're talking about something I like again.
My thoughts.
I want to see Steve Harvey in a Batman movie.
Like I said, my own voice.
No, because like if he does that, then I can watch Steve Harvey. I can watch Judge Steve Harvey and be like, that was Riddler. Dude, that was dope. Hilarious. I actually like that. That was really good.
You're funny, Justin. Hilarious.
Oh, he said, no, but really, what I was saying, no.
Ah, man. But really, what new movies y'all want to see? What are movies y'all trying to see? We on the superhero tip. What are movies y'all want to see Steve Harvey in?
I don't know if there are a ton of new movies I'm looking forward to. I'd have to think about it. But like, there's a lot of TV, you know, coming out now. Like a lot of new shows or like new seasons of shows. Like I think Ozark just dropped part one. Of season 4, I'm gonna start that. I am blanking. What's the new one with John Cena? I'm completely blanking.
Oh, Peacemaker.
I'm gonna start that one because I heard it's really good.
Yeah,
so it's a lot of TV on right now.
Where is Peacemaker on? Is that on HBO Max?
HBO Max.
Yeah, that seems like some HBO Max joint.
Yeah, it's a lot of good TV.
Almost said Moonlight. I was like, nah, Moon Knight.
They ain't making a series about that one, brother. Yes, sir. They barely made a movie about the motherfucker. Like,
wait, they barely made a movie about Moon Knight or Moonlight? Like, which one?
Moonlight. I said they barely made the movie about him. Like,
man, they made a movie about Moon Knight. I was like, oh god.
I'm like, this is Batman and MCU.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Moon Knight series. That shit is gonna be really good.
I can't wait till that drops, because when that drops, I'm gonna be like, I'm dropping all references in that Disney Plus group chat, bro. I'm like, you didn't see it? Oh well.
I just can't get over this nigga just being like, anyway, so what I was saying, like, brother, like, relax.
You see, it's not over the top. It was just effective. It's not even doing that much. You're just doing enough.
We got anything else to talk about?
I don't think so. Well, I think I'm cool.
All right, Jesse, go ahead, take us home. He says you want to fucking talk anyways.
Nah, I think Derek should do it, bro. That's what Derek got for us.
It's gonna show you. I'll be zoning out with Jesse. thanks for listening, everybody. I'll be zoning the fuck.
Well, your voice cracked while you did it, bro. Like, they're not gonna throw boo, tomato, boo.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to It's Just Jokes podcast, the best podcast inside of the Mississippi. Hey, man, I'll just see me talking.
I'll stay on this side of Mississippi. I'll stay on this side of best Mississippi.
You gotta get him off you.
Nah, he doing good, bro. This we need him over. We need him over today.
Nah, bro, you got it. You got it, bro.
Jesus Christ, someone end the fucking show.
That's his job. He does it.
Thank you guys for listening to the It's Just Jokes podcast. I've been Joshua Chapman along with Derek Small and Jesse Pink. Give us 5 stars everywhere at jokes_podcast. Shout out to Jesse, this is really distracting. Shout out to King Wayne JL is here. We'll see y'all next week. God damn it. Stop. All right, cut the shit. Cut.
Peace, y'all.